2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 noon. I'm Lindsay Ertz in for Maria Chaleos today. Today is Thursday, June 1st. And KSL's top story this hour, a bat has tested positive for rabies in Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has what you need to know.
First, it's important to note that rabies is rare, even among bats. And most of the time, healthy bats steer clear of humans. But rabid bats might be more likely to approach or be approachable. And their bites or scratches can often go unnoticed because they're so small. Plus, the only way to know an animal has rabies is posthumous testing. So the Salt Lake County Health Department says you should avoid all wild animals and make sure your pets have their vaccines up to date.
Health officials say if you see a bat in a place where you normally wouldn't, avoid touching it and report it to animal control. Kids are headed off to summer break, which means many of them will be without critical school meals.
For the next couple of months, many Utah families on shoestring budgets are going to have to figure out how to put an extra meal on the table. And Jeanette Bott, president of the Utah Food Bank, says since the time many fell into hard times when COVID-19 broke out, inflation has not allowed them to bounce back.
The families that were already behind then again had another hurdle they had to try to get over. So the number has not gone down. We're seeing just huge numbers still coming to the pantries across the state.
Bott says they, school districts, and others are starting to roll out meals for families in need for the summer months. But as always, she says they need volunteers and donations to help them meet the demand for their busiest time of the year. If you need meals, reach out to your school district or the Utah Food Bank. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The trade of certain agricultural commodities like livestock and dairy products has declined between the U.S. and China. Utah Farm Bureau President Ron Gibson says this is causing serious problems for Utah dairy farmers.
Well, our dairy industry is just struggling like you wouldn't believe. I mean, I can't tell you how many dairies have gone out of business in the last 4 months in the state of Utah. I mean, we're getting real close to 100 dairies in the state now. Just 30 years ago, you know, we had 500.
In 2022, Utah dairy exports to China were only 25% of what they were the previous year. KSL's top national stories this hour. The debt limit deal is on the way to the Senate after passing the House with just 4 days left until the government runs out of cash. But it could face some hurdles from both sides of the aisle in the Senate. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze at the White House with more.
The White House has said that not everyone got what they wanted in this agreement. But the message that we are hearing both from the president and from Speaker McCarthy today is that getting this done is a victory and that it would prevent that really catastrophic scenario of the U.S. being unable to pay its bills as soon as Monday.
All four of Utah's congressmen voted for the bill. Utah Senator Mike Lee says he'll vote no, while Senator Mitt Romney supports it. The Supreme Court issuing a blow to organized labor today, ruling in favor of a concrete company that sued a truckers union after a strike.
In this case, a strike by truckers ended up destroying property. Truck drivers for Glacier Northwest, a Washington State concrete company, went on strike with concrete still inside their mixing trucks. The company sued, saying it had to throw away the unused concrete at a financial loss. The Washington State Supreme Court ruled in favor of the truckers union, arguing what happened was protected under federal labor laws. But in an 8-1 decision, the Supreme Court reversed that ruling. Lindsay Watts, ABC News, Washington.
Other national stories KSL is following. Today is the start of the 2023 Atlantic hurricane season. Forecasters say that it could be a busy one, predicting 17 named storms, 9 hurricanes, and up to 4 major hurricanes. ABC News chief meteorologist Ginger Zee says even if the season turns out to be average, major storms can still happen.
We do look for named storms in this forecast to be 12 to 17. Hurricanes, we're expecting an average of 7. This is an average year, and meteorologists Max Colombo and Sam Winnack and I were talking about what that word means, normal, average. It means hurricanes. You know, we don't want to let the guard down because we've had seasons that are slow or below average, and that would be like an Andrew season.
Meteorologists say a storm system developing right now could become the first named storm, Arlene. Crews are fighting a fire in the southwest corner of Zion National Park. The fire was caused by lightning and is burning near Crater Hill. Zion National Park says the fire has spread through 136 acres. Park officials say while they can't stop lightning, we can all prevent human-caused fires. They're asking everyone to recreate safely and responsibly. Officials at the Timpanogos Cave Trail are taking extra time to prepare before opening. Details from KSL News Radio's Michael Commit.
The steep trails leading up to the Timpanogos Cave make for a challenging hike, but the snowmelt has made it dangerous.
We had to work slowly in the beginning because when we started clearing the trail at the end of April, it was still very avalanche prone.
Trail program manager Cammy McKinney says several key parts of the hike need to be repaired before opening.
We just need to make sure the trail surface is repaired and that most importantly, is that rock curtain is repaired.
McKinney says the trail should be open by mid-June, but she encourages hikers to get out and soak up the sun on other trails. Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Time now for a first look. Traffic. Aubrey Woodridge is in the KSL Traffic Center.
Things are looking pretty good. If you are on I-15 throughout the valleys between Ogden and all the way to the Utah Lake, it's looking good. But there is a little bit of slowing on Highway 89 in Layton between Oak Hills Drive and Antelope Drive. This is just due to some construction cones going on right there and a little bit of construction as people travel through that area. I'm Aubrey Withrich in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
Start your day with all news in the morning. Then hear Dave and Dejanovic talk about the biggest stories from 9 to noon.
Ron DeSantis, he's a solid number 2.
The coach once told me, if you're not first, you're last.
Breaking news, important talk, all morning on KSL News Radio.
At Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital, we made a bold promise to build the nation's model health system for children. Join us in realizing our vision for the future of pediatric care. So together, we can expand primary children's impact and ensure every child has access to the right care at the right place at the right time. For a century, Primary Children's has kept the child first and always. Help us continue to do so for the next 100 years. To get involved, visit primarypromise.org.
Our state's children face a serious threat from the vaping industry. But thanks to state leaders and the Utah Health Department, Utah established the strictest nicotine standards for vaping in the United States to protect our kids. However, the vaping industry sued, claiming their sales and profits are down. Now they're pushing the health department to hand control of vaping regulations to the federal government. We can't allow that to happen. The proposed change would automatically increase nicotine levels in vape pens and reintroduce fruity flavors that entice our kids back into Utah convenience stores. Visit StopKidsVaping.com today and make your voice heard. Utah should maintain state control, preserve our 3% nicotine limitations, and prevent vaping flavors from returning to Utah convenience stores. Together, we can secure a better future for our children. Join us at StopKidsVaping.com and tell the health department, protect our kids.
Paid for by Prosperous Utah Communities.
If you've got a honey-do list with electrical, plumbing, heating, or air conditioning projects on it, Any Hour Services can help. Call Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. AnyHourServices.com.
Welcome back. Recapping our top story, kids are heading home for the summer, which means it's harder for many of them to have access to the meals that they need. KSL News Time, 12:08. Utah ski areas say the last season was a record breaker for both snowfall and resort visits. At least 12 out of 15 Utah resorts broke all-time snowfall records. Alta Ski Area had the most snowfall at any Utah resort at over 900 inches. Solitude, Snow Basin, Deer Valley, Nordic Valley, and others had their longest and snowiest season ever. A dangerous growing trend at all retail stores across the country, organized crime.
It's an absolute threat.
Raul Aguilar with the Department of Homeland Security talking about the recent surge in organized retail crime, a step beyond smash and grabs.
These criminal networks, they may be full-time drug traffickers that see an opportunity to work with a crew that's already stealing.
At a big box store like Home Depot,
it's growing double-digit year over year.
Scott Glenn, a vice president at the store, says thieves go in with targets in mind.
This is what we refer to our billion-dollar aisles, billions and billions of dollars worth of sales in this product, and then about a third of our losses from a theft and frauds perspective come from, you know, power tools particularly.
And telling ABC News he sees several reasons.
Pandemic aside, which kind of emboldened some people wearing masks, so there's the online proliferation. About 90% of our organized retail crime cases involve some type of online selling platform. Opioids and fentanyl continuing to drive the need for fast cash.
That's ABC's Derek Dennis reporting. Amazon has agreed to pay more than $30 million after being accused of using Alexa and Ring doorbell cameras to collect voice and video data on adults and kids.
With Ring, the FTC claims the company lacked basic security protections, allowing employees access to customers' videos and allowing hackers to gain access to more than 55,000 accounts. Amazon claims they never violated the law, saying, "Our devices and services are built to protect customers' privacy and to provide customers with control over their experience."
ABC's Andrea Fujii reporting. KSL News Time 1210, just a little bit late for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members, that is, since 1935. Here's Aubrey Withrich.
I-15 still looking good right now throughout the valley. If you are on I-15, though, trying to get onto eastbound I-80, that connection ramp is a little bit slowed down right now. So just be careful if you're going through that area. I'm not sure if there's a crash through there, but it is slow as you make your way from northbound I-15 to I-80 eastbound. Other than that, though, things are looking pretty good throughout all the counties and all the valleys. Fat Cats in Bluffdale now open. Bring the family and enjoy movies, bowling, food, arcades, and more. Fat Cats is the best place for family fun. Fat Cats Bluffdale, 13901 South Redwood Road. I'm Aubrey Withrich in the KSL Traffic Center.
Beautiful start to this Thursday. We will see thunderstorms again developing this afternoon and early evening. Expect showers and storms with gusty winds and some of those thunderstorms. And then they will die down quickly tonight. Lows in the upper 50s. And tomorrow, partly sunny skies with thunderstorms again in the afternoon, perhaps more numerous for your Friday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now it's 73 degrees, mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's Noon News, we're going to learn more about a bat in Salt Lake that officials say has a confirmed case of rabies. On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hey, this is Dan, the laptop man from PC Laptops here in Salt Lake City, Utah. You know, and here at PC Laptops, we know the universe is kind of strange right now. So we've worked really hard to bring you the most amazing deals right now. You can get an amazing, powerful desktop. In fact, it's a 2024 model you can get right now. That'd be perfect for work, play, school, production, whatever you want to do for only $11.99 or $29 a month. We also have special 12 months, zero interest financing. So it's kind of cool. You could use the bank's money. That's an approved credit. Get ready for school early, for work, or upgrade your productivity with the most amazing new 2024 models starting at $11.99. All backed with a lifetime parts and labor warranty at PC Laptops. Just go to PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com right now, because at PC Laptops, we really love you.
Hi, Doug Wright, and it's always easy for me to talk about the Kinetico soft water system. When friends ask me about it, sometimes people just stop me in the grocery store and they say, "Okay, really, now what's the deal with Kinetico?" I go, "We've had it in two different homes now. We absolutely love the Kinetico soft water system, and it truly is 70% more efficient than anything else out on the market today." And here's the best way to really explain what a difference that makes. When I put one bag of salt in our system, a neighbor who has a differing system will put in three. It's that dramatic, and it's totally non-electric. I mean, we just went through the time changes and everything. How many things did you have to adjust and turn it back or forward, whatever the deal might be. You never have to worry about that with Kinetico. It's totally mechanical. This really is the time to call my friends at Kinetico, 801-576-8600, or go to softwaterutah.com.
Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires for big summer savings on tires. But don't forget, Big O also does oil changes, alignment, shocks, batteries, and more. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
summer's here, which means many kids are going to be without school lunches for the next couple of months. The head of the Utah Food Bank says since the pandemic, the need for their help has not slowed down. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, attorneys representing porn sites are asking a Utah judge to put a hold on the age verification requirement implemented last month. And third, traffic and weather together.
A little bit of slowing if you're coming northbound I-15, heading to I-80 eastbound. I'm Aubrey Withrich in the KSL Traffic Center.
Showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, then drying out tonight. Expect lows in the 50s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And right now, 73 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate lawmakers are now racing against the clock to finalize a measure to raise the debt limit by Monday. That's when the Treasury Secretary warns the U.S. will run out of money to pay its existing loan obligations. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze says there are more bumps ahead.
The biggest thing is to make sure that this bill is signed and done by June 5th, just for the sake of when it comes to Americans relying on their payments from the government. That is when the U.S. would run out of money to pay those payments. So until this is a done deal, there is still the risk those payments could be delayed. But it is also important to remember that back in 2011, the U.S. credit rating was downgraded after a deal was signed because of the political brinksmanship. Could be a risk of that happening if this gets so close down to the wire again.
A vote could come later today or tomorrow. President Biden thanked House leaders for getting the bill passed last night with bipartisan support. The president making those comments from Colorado Springs. He also delivered the commencement address at the U.S. Air Force Academy, thanking graduates in Falcon Stadium for their service and dedication.
These graduates will have the additional pride of starting their careers of service led by a general that might say, butt-kicking American airmen.
The Academy grads will enter the Air Force or Space Force. Retail theft is getting more organized and dangerous. Homeland Security says there are ties between organized theft and overseas crime rings and terrorist financing networks.
Brazen thefts, masked men marching through stores, loading shopping carts and walking out, threatening security guards with their lives if they try to stop them. It's being called organized retail crime, and Home Depot is one store saying it's reached unprecedented levels, growing by double digits. Much of the stolen merchandise sold online in places like eBay, Amazon, and Facebook Marketplace. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Homeland Security says Americans should be careful when buying items online and research the seller. You're listening to ABC News.
And time for the KSL In-Depth. Just hours after we first told you about reports of a rabid bat near Dinosaur National Monument, we've learned a bat tested positive for rabies in Salt Lake City. Now, this isn't a reason to panic, but a good opportunity to be prepared. And we're joined live now by Nicholas Rupp from the Salt Lake County Health Department. Mr. Rupp, it is good to chat with you always. Just talk to us about the details. Where was this bat found and why was it tested?
So this bat was found in Salt Lake City, and it was tested because it was behaving abnormally. Healthy bats usually avoid people, and they pose no threat to humans, but a bat on the ground or a bat that is willing to be approached by people is more likely to be suffering from rabies. And so that's why this bat was tested. And we did find that it was positive.
Okay. When you just hear, you just hear this outright, you hear this news, bat had rabies. I mean, what is your biggest takeaway? What should people know?
The most important thing to know is that you should stay away from bats and other wildlife, because there is the potential that wildlife could carry rabies. It's a very small percentage, but those that do are potentially dangerous to humans. The other thing to keep in mind is that our domestic animals, our dogs, our cats, they are more likely to come into contact with wildlife, so it's essential that they are current on their rabies vaccine.
So people, and maybe people and pets is a different conversation, tell me if it is, but it's our understanding people don't always notice a bat bite or a scratch. Is that the same for pets, and is that part of the concern?
That is the same for pets as well. We don't always know if a bat has come into contact with us. For example, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you see a bat has been in your living space, in your home, you don't know if that bat has touched you. And their claws are so tiny that there's a potential they can scratch you and you wouldn't notice. So if you see a bat in your living space, you do need to contact your local health department so you can be evaluated for post-exposure medication to prevent rabies. The other thing I want to add, though, is that bats are a really important component of our ecosystem. They're so good for our environment. So healthy bats, bats that are leaving humans alone, bats that are roosting, you know, on the sides of buildings or in trees, please leave them alone and let them do their good work for our environment. In fact, it's illegal to harm a bat intentionally.
Okay, just tell me what I should do if I come in contact with a bat.
So if a bat touches you or you come in contact with a bat, call your local health department. And we will evaluate you for post-exposure medication.
Perfect. Nicholas Rupp, Salt Lake County Health Department. Thank you so much for the information on the in-depth at 15 and 45. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Aubrey Woodrich. Aubrey, do I have you? All right, looks like Aubrey might be on a lunch break like the rest of us. We're all hungry. It's fine. We'll get back to traffic here at Weather Together every 10 minutes on the nines.
Your KSL 7-day forecast shows the active weather doesn't really want to go away. We'll see thunderstorms this afternoon and evening, upper 70s. And then tomorrow, a high of 76, below average, with thunderstorms likely, and some of these could contain heavier rain showers. On Saturday, another disturbance brings in a few more thunderstorms to northern Utah, 76. And on Sunday, a chance for storms with highs in the low 80s. More of the same next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now, it is 73 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com. Or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Derek Overstreet here from the New Millennium Group, financial advisors in Utah. You know, I've been helping people retire in the state of Utah for the last 20 years. The way we do that is we actually find out what is important to you. We create a step-by-step plan that takes into consideration your income, your debt, whether you want money from real estate, stock market, annuities, life insurance, whatever. If you want to deal with professionals, people that are fiduciaries and have a legal responsibility and obligation to do what's in your best interest, give my team a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to my website, utahsfinancialplanner.com. If you'd like to retire 3 to 5 years before you thought it was possible, give my team a call right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370.
KSL News Time 12:23. It's not Cocaine Bear, but a black bear that barged into a Connecticut bakery. It might be dubbed the Cupcake Bear.
As bakers were loading cupcakes into a van to make deliveries, they were surprised by a bear that walked up behind them. The animal then grabbed a case filled with 60 cupcakes, dragging it out of the storage room and into the parking lot, where it began to consume all of the delicacies. Police were called, but the black bear got away before they could arrive. However, authorities are wondering if it's just one bear who loves cupcakes, because last year, a Connecticut family had a birthday party in West Hartford, about 15 minutes away from the Avon Bakery, and lo and behold, they had an unexpected guest. A black bear came out of the woods and made a beeline for the sweetest things he could find on the table.
That's John Trout reporting. We're watching Utah's money. Theaters are working to draw in more traffic with heated lounge chairs, built-in trays, and upgraded food options. Sign me up for all of that. Fewer people have been headed to the theater since the pandemic. Experts say movies skipping out on the big screen and going straight to streaming services hasn't helped. Walmart is working to trim down on waste by using different packaging. The company will start using paper mailers and custom-shaped cardboard boxes. Walmart is also giving shoppers the option to skip plastic bags when picking up curbside orders. The EPA is spending $65 million on cleaning up abandoned uranium mines on the Navajo Nation. KSL.com reports 500 abandoned mines litter the area. The federal government will work with the engineering company Tetra Tech that says it's committed to employing Navajo-owned businesses to help boost the local economy. And your money at this moment, markets are all in the green. The Dow is up 188 points right now. That's about a half a percentage point. The S&P is up a full percentage point at 43 points, and the NASDAQ is up 177 points. A cop going above and beyond to deliver someone's DoorDash order after the driver got arrested.
Did you order some food?
I did.
Okay. The driver ended up getting arrested. So instead of having the food sit in the car, we dropped it off for
you. Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
Take care.
To protect and serve, man. A video of the exchange from the doorbell camera has been going viral on TikTok.
It's a shakeup of the Utah delegation to Washington.
Congressman Chris Stewart deciding to step down.
The governor has to announce a special election schedule.
The seat will soon be vacant. This all sets the stage for a special election and new member of Congress. We're updating the story as it happens on KSL News Radio.
If you want to lose the weight and really keep it off, we're going to direct you to Soda Weight Loss. This is not an appetite suppressant. This is not some kind of pill that you'll have to take for the rest of your life. This is not a workout routine that requires you to be at the gym for 2 hours, 7 days a week. This is the science of eating smart. They're going to give you the program. I just followed the program. I mean, I didn't do anything spectacular. I just did what they said. And in 3 months, I had lost 34 pounds. Now, a year and a half later, I've kept it off because I have the support of my nutritionist for the rest of my life if I want.
Yeah. How many times have we said it will change the way you look at food? They really teach you how to eat better so you stay nutritionally well, along with feeling well. And my daughter lost 42 pounds on this program, feels better about herself, and then, of course, you feel better about everything else in the world, right? Go to SotaWeightLoss.com and find out more. It's spelled S-O-T-A. Just think Tim and Amanda. And as we always like to say, Soda Weight Loss is state of the art.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is going to tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. And here's Aubrey Woodrich.
If you're traveling on I-15 right now, all the way from Willard Bay down to Utah Lake, things are looking really good. City streets filling in a little bit, especially if you're traveling throughout Ogden near Weber State University. But other than that, things are looking great right now. Get the Intermountain West Contractors Advantage, quality, speed, value for your money, and use code RADIO1000 and get $1,000 off a roof replacement now. Visit IWCroofing.com. I'm Aubrey Woodrich in the KSL Traffic Center.
We have about a 50% chance of storms and or rain this afternoon. We'll see high today, not even touching 80, 79. Tomorrow's high, even cooler, 76, and we'll see those storms persist, a greater chance for storms tomorrow. Then it looks like our weekend might be a touch unsettled as well, with temperatures reaching back up into the low 80s by Sunday. Right now it is 73 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News time is 12:30. I'm Lindsay Ertz in for Maria Chaleos today and the rest of this week. KSL's top story this hour. We're learning more about the legacy of Congressman Chris Stewart. After hearing the news, he will be stepping down from his role. Utah House Speaker Brad Wilson tells Dave Andrzejewicz Stewart has been someone lawmakers depend on.
We have big shoes to fill. So whenever this process gets fired up, when we have clarity from him on his timeline, it's going to be a daunting task for someone to be able to go back and do the work that he's been doing.
There still isn't a clear timetable on when the congressman will leave office, and we can tell you there are a lot of names rumored to be jumping into this race. Health Department officials say a bat found in Salt Lake City this week has tested positive for rabies. That bat can be a concern because people can get rabies from bats, and their bites or scratches can often go unnoticed or unrecognized. Salt Lake County Health Department did not say where this particular bat was found, but there was a similar warning issued earlier today over a rabid bat at Dinosaur National Monument. The trading of dairy products between the U.S. and China has declined in recent years. Stephen Lafar with the World Trade Center of Utah.
On the whole, the relationship trade-wise has been declining in some ways, while also remaining constant in others, because our economies are quite intertwined, as you could imagine.
In 2022, Utah dairy exports to China were just 25% of what they were the previous year. Salt Lake County officials are opening cool zones to help seniors stay safe in this summer heat. The air-conditioned indoor spaces also give users a way to stay hydrated at places like libraries and rec centers. A full map of those cool zones can be found at Salt Lake County's website. KSL's top national stories. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is on a days-long campaign swing, stopping in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. DeSantis says he wants to bring his agenda from Florida to the U.S.
Is anybody happy that we have a bureaucracy that is so detached from accountability that it's been weaponized against people it doesn't like? I mean, if Hunter were a Republican, he would have been in jail by now, and we all know that.
DeSantis' main rival, former President Donald Trump, has been hitting back at the Florida governor for his policies involving Disney World. And speaking of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, media outlets have been perplexed over how to pronounce his last name. The Republican candidate for president pronounced his name DeSantis while announcing his presidential campaign and during a radio interview, but he also pronounced his name DeSantis during interviews with Fox News and Glenn Beck in the past week. So what do I do? Expect the debt limit deal to face some more hurdles in the Senate from both sides of the aisle, but the president is optimistic. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is at the White House.
A White House official tells us that the president was watching this vote very closely and that as soon as it passed, he called both House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, congratulating McCarthy on basically getting this step forward and urging the Senate to get this done quickly.
Utah Senator Mike Lee opposes the bill. Senator Mitt Romney Company supports it. Rescue efforts in Davenport, Iowa are turning into recovery efforts at the site of a partial building collapse. Fire Chief Jeffrey Bladell says two people have been pulled from the wreckage.
One was actually had previously moved out a month ago, was found in Texas, and the other one was found locally. So we reached out and found those guys.
But officials say there are potentially three victims who are still accounted for. Federal regulators are without a plan to make emergency braking systems standard in cars.
In 2015, most car makers began installing AEB hardware, even if the system was not activated. And so if every car and light truck were required to have it,
the cost per vehicle is going to be actually quite small. It will be in software investment as opposed to the hardware investment.
Ann Carlson of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It's something like $82 a vehicle.
NHTSA's recommendation faces congressional scrutiny and public hearings before it becomes a law, perhaps in a few years. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Summit County is asking for help getting rid of poisonous weeds. Experts say weeds are growing abundantly this spring, thanks to all the water we got this winter. KSL-TV reports the Summit County Weed Department is lending out devices to help get rid of noxious weeds for free so residents can start tackling these weeds on their own property. First look traffic now. Let's turn to Aubrey Woodrich in the KSL Traffic Center.
Things are still looking pretty good if you are on I-15 right now, traveling throughout Salt Lake County, Davis County, and even into Utah County. If you are traveling on the city streets, you are going to see a little bit of busyness if you are on Redwood Road in Taylorsville. I'm Aubrey Woodrich in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Boyd Matheson helps you to think about the news differently.
There should never be a threat of a government shutdown. The way you prevent that is for Congress to do its job.
Join an elevated conversation. Inside sources from 1 to 3. Then Jeff Kaplan and his minute of news on the drive home on KSL News Radio.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingarona, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Are you looking for ways to spend more time outdoors with your family? Well, I've got good news. With the weather changing and the sun coming out, now is the time for gardening. Start a new family tradition this spring with a beautiful flower bed or easy container garden. Flower gardening is a great way to get the kids outdoors, getting their hands dirty, and creating something special. So many wonderful life lessons can be learned through nurturing plants, and it's an activity we can do right in our own yards. This is Brian with Olson's Greenhouse, and my family has been growing flowers with love and care for 80 years. That's a fourth generation, local, family business, growing plants and jobs right here in the beautiful mountain valleys of Utah. For more information on gardening with ornamental plants or to find a garden center that carries flowers from the Olson family, head on over to OGG.com for Olson's Greenhouse Gardens. That's OGG.com to dream big, dream bold, dream in color.
Hi, Grandma. What's for dinner?
Hey, honey, I'm making stew tonight.
Ooh, can Nina come over?
I'm not sure about our new friend. I wonder if there's been any drinking going on. Alcohol at her age can lead to so many bad things.
I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma!
This is hard. She's so young, but I know I need to talk to her about it now before someone tries to give her alcohol.
If anyone ever does offer you a drink, I want you to say no. I have too much respect for my family, and I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay.
Really?
I promise, Grandma. I love you too.
Okay, how about tasting this stew and telling me what you think?
Some children may try alcohol as young as 9 years old. It's not too early to talk about drinking. For tips on how to begin the conversation, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
KSL News Time at 12:37. Welcome back. We're starting to learn about potential candidates that will run for the House congressional seat vacated by Congressman Chris Stewart. And the list seems to be growing every single day. KSL News Time at now 12:38. Avalanches might be less of a problem up Little Cottonwood Canyon right now, but crews are now tasked with tackling the mess they left behind. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline, UDOT spokesperson John Gleason. John, just talk to me about this problem. What kind of debris are you seeing up the canyon right now?
Well, Lindsay, our crews basically said, I mean, they went to war with the canyon this winter with all of the storms that we had and the multiple closures that we had due to the risk of avalanches. You know, it really wreaked havoc on the canyon there, bringing down trees, rocks, all sorts of debris. A lot of times when you think about the snow and avalanches, you think about the light, fluffy stuff, and this is anything but. It was hard, compact, cement-like substance that really brought down everything in its path. And so there are some areas that, you know, that we have to clean up that affected the road. We're clearing out a lot of the drainage systems up there. And then I know the Forest Service has been busy as well, trying to clean up the areas outside of the main area of the road there in the canyon.
Okay, so is this just in Little, or is it happening in Big as well?
Well, we saw some avalanches in Big Cottonwood as well, but you know, the number of avalanches that we had almost 100. I think it was 98 that actually hit the road in Little Cottonwood Canyon. We fired off, you know, these are both the controlled avalanches that we brought down and the natural slides as well, but we fired off almost 1,100 artillery rounds and had 34 full canyon closures over the winter months, and that was about 1,480 hours, I think, was the total amount of closure time that we had, and that was all due to the slides that were coming down and the risk of future slides.
Yeah, it's just been a lot. Okay, so what do people need to know going forward if I'm going to hike and climb in these canyons? Everything going to be open? Will you get this done? Lay it out for me.
Yeah, we're looking at clearing Guardsman Pass. This is one of our seasonal routes that a lot of people have been asking about. We're starting that process next week, and we don't have an opening date yet, but a lot of the seasonal routes will be plowing here in the next couple of weeks. But just use caution as you're driving up there, and if you're hiking in the area, know that there probably will be some trees that have been brought down, some rocks, things that are a little out of place from where they normally are, and that's just due to the major winter that we had.
John Gleason, UDOT spokesperson, thank you for letting us know the problems going on up Little Cottonwood Canyon specifically as they clear debris from avalanches. Traffic and weather together now every 10 minutes, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. And here's Aubrey Woodridge.
No crashes right now to report, and I-15 is still moving along great if you're traveling from in the Davis County area, Salt Lake County area, and Utah County. If you are on the city streets, they are a little bit busier. I am seeing some busy spots if you're traveling through Taylorsville on Redwood Road, and also if you're traveling University Parkway in Orem-Provo area. Box Elder County is for the birds. The spring migration is in full swing at Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. Find out more at visitboxeldercounty.com. I'm Aubrey Withrich in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're continuing with this active weather pattern, but it is keeping our temperatures at least average, so not too hot out there. Expect a high of 79 degrees this afternoon. We will see thunderstorms this afternoon and evening, and then tonight those will fizzle out, a low of 57, and tomorrow more scattered thunderstorms and even a little cooler with a high of 76. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And right now it's a 73 degrees with mostly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up, if you're looking to buy an electric vehicle, some things you might need to know. We'll talk about it coming up on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
The Management Minute is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. If you've ever been burned out on your job, you know about this. Burnout is more about how you do your job than about how long you work. In fact, burnout is not caused by the job. It's caused by the stress that might be related to your job. You can quit burnout without quitting your job. Find new ways to renew, not just rest. Relinquish parts of your responsibility to others. Find new rewards, such as mentoring others. And rework your work by doing something that's different. Do something different with an MBA from Utah State University. Learn more by going to utahstatembA.com. That's utahstatembA.com. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. When kids get really sick, they're different than us too. That's why the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is introducing the Dare to Dream Project. With the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer, it'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Help transform treatment and care for kids and support all the work we do at LLS.org.
If your water heater's over 10 to 15 years old, congratulations. You've beat the average. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I love hearing stories of people having water heaters that are really old, and they're still doing their job. Unfortunately, most of us won't be that lucky. And when water heaters fail, it's usually in spectacularly inconvenient fashion. Whether it's an unexpected cold shower when we're already running late for work, or worse yet, coming home to a flooded basement, it's never fun. If you'd like to look into replacing your water heater before it fails, Any Hour Services is having a sale for any homeowners listening. Whether you're looking for a new tanked water heater or you want to see what upgrading to a tankless would cost, the plumbers at Any Hour Services can show you what options are available. And right now, you can save $400 on a tanked water heater or $1,200 on a tankless. If you think you might be interested, call Any Hour Services today and schedule your free estimate. 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Get updates on Jazz and BYU news and score updates. Text Jazz or BYU to the Cypress Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. KSL News Time, 12:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
attorneys representing porn sites are asking a Utah judge to put a hold on the age verification requirement implemented last month. I'm KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
Second, Summit County officials are asking for people to help get rid of weeds. They're lending out tools to get rid of plants for free. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
It's a beautiful Thursday, but get ready for more thunderstorms this afternoon into early evening, highs in the upper 70s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now it is 73 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
In Davenport, Iowa, crews have shifted to recovery efforts following Sunday's partial apartment building collapse. Three victims are still unaccounted for. Fire Chief Jeffrey Bladel says two others were found safe.
One was actually had previously moved out a month ago, was found in Texas, and the other one was found locally. So we reached out and found those guys.
Just 4 days left for the Senate to pass the debt ceiling package before the U.S. could run out of money to pay its existing bills. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin says there's no time left to send the measure back to the House for changes.
Default is not an option. And that means we have to pass this bill.
The Senate leader pushing for a vote by tomorrow. The first named storm of the hurricane season in the Atlantic could be announced today. A system is developing in the Gulf waters near the Florida Panhandle. And after 2 days in Iowa, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in New Hampshire today, part of his swing through key states this week, kicking off his campaign for president. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
And time for the KSL In-Depth. Leasing electric cars might be a loophole to get a $7,500 loophole. DMBA certified financial planner Shane Stewart tells Dave and Dujanovic leasing one car can turn into leasing a series of cars.
It's easy to just get back into another lease. In fact, when you turn the lease in, they'll talk to you about re-upping a lease on a newer car, and that's easy to get in that loop.
But Stewart says not all cars are created equal when it comes to leases.
It depends on the car as well. I think that's why they're making electric cars a little more accessible by a lease. And it does make some sense, like you mentioned, Debbie, with the rebates and the ability to put more towards less money towards more of a car is a lucrative thing when it comes to a lease. Not to mention that electric cars, the technology is changing so quickly, you might want to turn that car over in the next 3, 4, 5 years for a different car as well.
Stewart says at the end of the day, whether or not to lease won't be the same answer for each person.
When people ask me, should I lease or buy the car? My question is, what are you trying to accomplish? Are you trying to accomplish owning an asset, even though it depreciates over time, but it's still owning the asset that you could have for decades? Most cars will last you up to decades. And at some point, hopefully in the first 3 to 4 years, you owe nothing on. So you're not making a payment all those years, and you can put that money to better use. If that's your goal, you buy. If your goal is to always have the nicest, newest car and free of the stress of some of the maintenance, you'll always pay a payment. But that is, if that's your goal, a lease might be the way to go.
Stewart says people should always be careful negotiating lease contracts, since there can be fine print that could be misleading to some customers. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. We're a little bit early, but here's Aubrey with Rich.
You've got a good drive right now if you are traveling on I-15. We haven't had any problems there all afternoon. If you are traveling the city streets, you might see a little bit of slowing if you're on Pioneer Crossing heading between American Fork and Saratoga Springs. And I'm also seeing a little bit of slowing if you're on Bangor Highway, if you're heading northbound there. This is just in West Jordan area right now. Advanced Windows Products, factory direct affordable windows. Call today. They're on their way. Financing available. Save now, pay later. 801-850-9100 or advancedwindowsusa.com. I'm Aubrey Withrich in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast has more afternoons with thunderstorms in it. We'll see a high of 79 today with scattered thunderstorms this afternoon and early evening. Then tomorrow, 76 with thunderstorms. Some could be on the heavy side. On Saturday, a high of 76 with a few more scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. And on Sunday, partly cloudy skies, just a slight chance for a stray storm. Highs go back to the low 80s, and we'll see low 80s with sunny skies on Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And right now, 73 degrees and clouds in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. And coming up, we're going to tell you about Lagoon's newest ride.
Join KSL and the Greenhouse Show this Saturday at the Weber Basin Water Conservancy District's 2023 Spring Garden Fair. The fair takes place at Weber Basin Water's Learning Garden at 2837 East Highway 193 in Layton. There will be activities for the whole family to enjoy as you see the garden and learn how you can have beautiful, low-water landscaping in your yard. There's information about all types of plants, drip irrigation, and other water-related education. Weber Basin Water this Saturday from 8 to 2. Free hot dogs, chips, cotton candy, and drinks for the whole family. There will be landscape experts on hand to answer all your gardening, lawn, and landscaping questions. See vendors, education booths, and a magic show happening 3 times during the fair. And prize drawings for participating in garden activities. Visit WeberBasin.com for more details. The event is free. We'll feed you lunch and help you learn something at this year's Weber Basin Water Conservancy District's 2023 Spring Garden Event. 2837 East Highway 193. We'll see you in the garden.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer.
But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
KSL News Time, 12:53. Lagoon's newest ride is still a work in progress.
Onlookers can already see a fully formed mountain-shaped structure housing the ride called Primordial. Green rails can be seen spiraling in and out of the gray, jagged peaks. Construction on the ride started 5 years ago. The amusement park dropped a trailer for the ride featuring ancient-looking gold lettering, flames, and soaring dragons last November. So far, park officials tell the Standard Examiner the ride should open this year, but they haven't shared much beyond that, even with the busy summer season at their doorstep. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
Could all news stories soon disappear from Facebook, Google, and Microsoft sites? Maybe, as a result of a new bill being debated amongst California lawmakers.
The bill would require big social media companies like Facebook to pay news outlets a usage fee to post their stories rather than the sites aggregating stories and pushing out news stories without paying to post them as they do now. John Wibby is an associate professor at Northeastern University.
I don't think this will ultimately save the news industry, quote unquote, but I do think it could be a reliable, you know, sort of news revenue stream.
Meta, the owner of Facebook, says if the bill passes, it will be forced to remove all news from Facebook and Instagram, which it did for a while in Australia when a similar law was passed there. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Tensions between China and the United States are being felt not only in the rooms of diplomacy, but in the fields of Utah farmers. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell explains.
World Trade Center Utah's Stephen Lefevre told me the current trade relationship between China and the USA has been under strain.
You know, I look more at agriculture as a whole, and you look at that, and it's fairly stable. But as you break it down to your point, you see that, for example, livestock and dairy have declined. And specifically this year or the last year, it's been quite low.
From Utah last year, China only imported 25% of what they had the year before, something being felt by Utah farmers like Ron Gibson across the state.
I can't tell you how many dairies have gone out of business in the last 4 months in the state of Utah. I mean, we're getting real close to 100 dairies in the state now. Just 30 years ago, you know, we had 500.
Yurikard Bell, KSL News Radio.
We're watching Utah's money. Your next vacation could be planned by artificial intelligence. German travel agency startup Get Your Guide raised $194 million from investors to expand in the U.S. and invest in AI tools to expand their language abilities. Nordstrom is topping sales expectations, even though their shoppers are spending less. The company's CEO says he's encouraged by their momentum, even in a tough economic environment. Dollar General shareholders are working to get an audit of the company's safety policies. The dollar store chain is now facing more than $20 million in federal fines for safety hazards and have been facing growing pressure from workers and activists to better protect their workers. Your money at this moment, the Dow is up right now, just over half of a percentage point, sitting at 33,116. The S&P is up as well, 45 points. The NASDAQ is up also 185 points. Dozens of reckless racers have chased a 7-pound wheel of cheese down an almost vertical Cooper's Hill in England. The cheese rolling race has been running since at least 1826. That's 1826. Few competitors managed to stay on their feet all the way down the hill. This year's women's winner, Delaney Irving from Canada, was briefly knocked unconscious during the race.
It's springtime in the Rockies, and it's time to apply Revive Organic Soil Treatment. A Revive treatment with fertilization, aeration, and good watering is the key to building stronger roots for a healthy, lush, green lawn. Revive fertilizes and moves water and nutrients deeper into the soil. Take advantage of spring storms with an application of Revive now. Protect yourself from drought later this summer and skyrocketing water costs. With Revive, if you water two times a week, it's like watering four. Apply Revive Organic Soil Treatment today. It works.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, Apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner. Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
KSL Broadcast Group contests are open to participants 13 years of age and older that are residents of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Nevada, unless otherwise specified. Employees or agents of the station, Bonneville International Corporation, or other area radio stations, or any entity associated with the contest may not enter. Persons who have won in the last 90 days from a station contest or event are not eligible. Full general contest rules are available at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Aubrey with Rich.
No crashes right now on I-15 if you're traveling anywhere between Utah Lake and Willard Bay. If you're traveling city streets, they're a little bit busier than I-15, specifically on Bangor Highway between, as you're driving through Kearns right now, that's a little bit busy northbound. And through Taylorsville on Redwood Road, that's a little bit busy as well. The Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival in Park City features Ben Folds, Leanne Rimes, The Beach Boys, and more. June 30th through August 4th in Park City at deervalleymusicfestival.org. I'm Aubrey with Rich in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll see a high today of 79 degrees. Looks like we have a 50% chance of storms this afternoon. We'll see about the same for tomorrow, although our temperatures will be a touch cooler with highs only in the mid-70s. And we're expecting that unsettled pattern to continue through Saturday and into Sunday, but we'll get up to 80 on Sunday, looking like much clearer, at least for Monday of next week. Right now it is 73 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.